Next case.
Case number 12744, Taita Keady and Richard Weibling seek variances from the side yard setback and separation distance requirements for proposed and existing structures. Sections 115.25, 115.172, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Center Avenue within the Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 19923 Center Avenue in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310, Unit 31384.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Ms. Norwood, did you have the number of variances first?
I do, yeah. Seeking a 9.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and existing mobile home on lot D59, a 6.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and existing mobile home on lot E60, a 13-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between existing mobile home and shed on lot E60, a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for existing landing, and the 4.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between existing deck and existing mobile home on lot D59, and a 7.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between existing deck and existing landing on lot D59. We have 0 letters of support, 0 opposition, and 13 mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Weibling, 19923 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Thank you.
Same
address?
19923 Center Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, 19971.
Beach,
Delaware. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Would you like me to begin?
Yes, sir. You may present your case.
Yeah, pretty simple. Sierra Village. You're very knowing about that. I've watched some of the cases in there. Same thing as all of them. I have a trailer on a very narrow lot. I tore down my 8x10 metal shed, and I couldn't put a 1-foot by 1-foot shed on my property without a variance. There's just no room for anything. I went through the whole progress with the park, got approved with what I wanted to do, got my surveys and came in here, but no matter where I put it, no matter what I put in, it's no fault of my own. I have to get a variance and get permissions from everything to get anything put in the park. I was originally just going to put a cheap metal shed back in place a while ago, but when you're paying almost $1,000, putting a $299 shed back in its place doesn't seem to work. So I'm putting a 10x10 wooden shed, nicely built, back in place so I can have some place to put my stuff and a nice little workshop in it or something that I want to do. My neighbors have no problems with it. The neighbor that's going to be viewing it, I've lived there for 20 years. She's lived there for almost 25 years. We love our neighbors. The one behind us is iffy, and if you look at the survey, my old shed used to go straight across the back from the back of my trailer, and then it was butted up to the same line across. As you can tell on my new survey and where I'm going to put the shed, I have to put it feet further into my yard, because if you look at the neighbor behind me, they have a small shed that they put all the way onto the property line. And for me to get my clearance now from shed to shed, I have to literally put it like 3 or so feet further into my property because there's just no way I can go by any law of getting it back on my property now. So I've done everything legal that I have to do to get this done, and now I'm in front of you. So that's pretty much my case. I want a shed. I want a nice shed.
Questions from the board?
So it looks like the proposed shed is actually within the building envelope of this lot, if I'm looking at that correctly. Is that correct, Mr. Sharp? Ms. Norwood?
Sorry, what was that?
So the, there's...
The proposed shed is actually in the building, but the issue is where it is in...
The separation.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Separation from the lot, but you've, what you're describing is it was a, on the back of the lot or the neighbor's...
Well, if you see where it is, it was about 3 feet further back, because the back of my trailer and the back of the old shed were in a straight line with each other. But now that I've removed that shed, and with my neighbor's shed further in and right on the line, which we all know, no permits. It was just a weekend job, but I do everything right. I didn't do a weekend job with what I'm doing. This park is full of all kinds of people just putting stuff up out of sight, out of mind, and then people like me have to go the real way because we're visible. And for me to get 10-foot clearance shed to shed, I had to move my shed 3 foot further into my property away from the back line just to get the distance from what they put up now. Because my old shed, if I put this shed where my old shed was, it would only be 7 foot between the two sheds, and you have to have 10.
So you've improved on that with where you're going to place it now.
Yeah, I didn't make a big deal out of it. I just literally ate 30 feet into my property, and I just really don't want problems anymore. I just want a shed.
What I was getting at with that question is that if you didn't have your neighbors so close to you, I believe this would be within that building envelope,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah, well, I made it. If their shed wasn't there, I could have the 10x10 that you see on there move back another 3 feet. And then that would be, everything would still be good. But I have my shed now shown where it's positioned here on the map, just so all, I don't have a variance between shed. There's a 10-foot gap now between those two sheds. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, but I was just trying to.
Yeah, I literally made it as easy as possible with the least amount of variance and spacing to put this on my property to where there's no problems with the person in back of me. And like I said, we're best friends with the neighbors and everything. They could care less. But yeah, it's nice. The park's happy with me. And I just need approval from you guys.
What's it gonna be set on, just 4x4?
I'm gonna put blocks down and then do a whole 2x6 foundation. And then 7 foot walls, A-frame top. It's gonna be a nice one. I built 11 in my time with my father.
Mr. Sharp?
So we have some other structures here that need variances that staff caught upon its review, which is why I had Ms. Norwood recite what those variances were. It appears we're going to need them for, there's a, the landing and steps on the southwest side of your home there. When the, it looks to me like that home may have been placed by a prior owner, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, were those steps there when you moved into the property?
Yeah, well, they're concrete steps, and the deck isn't an actual off-the-ground deck, it's a platform.
Well, I'm talking, we'll get to that in a minute, I'm talking the steps on the southwest side of your property, closest to lot 63. There's like a landing with three steps, it looks like.
Oh.
Project right to the property line.
Oh, yeah.
Were those there?
Those were there when they probably put the trailer in.
Okay. Have there been any complaints about that?
Oh, no.
Okay. And then there's also the deck and landing on the northeast side, and there's some variances needed from that as well. And I think you had said that is that a ground level deck or is it raised?
Actually, there's nothing there right now. I have the lumber sitting there. I got the permits to re-put a platform there. All it was 2x6s with 1x6s across it. That's all it was, to cover a concrete pad.
Okay, so that deck, because if it's 6 inches or less, it's not considered a structure from what setbacks are needed. Is that decking there, is that 6 inches or lower, or is it above that?
I can make it that.
Okay.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we're looking at here. So we're just, some of this is, when we look at these things, we try to encapture all the variances that may be needed so that folks don't have to come back multiple times.
When I came in for permits, we talked in depth about that platform.
Mm-hmm.
And the platform itself, at the time, wasn't the issue. It was just how high the railing itself was going to be, and it had to be below 36 inches. Because it was a platform and not up on.
So it looks like this deck or platform that you call it, it looks like there's another, maybe a step down as you head to the neighbor on lot 59?
There was. But it's not needed.
Okay. So that deck is, we don't need it, that deck's going to comply? Is that what I'm hearing from you?
I can make it comply. Yeah, I can rip the 2x6s to shave them a little bit and make sure it's not higher than 6 inches off the ground.
Okay.
Now, the concrete steps that go up in the house, can I cover them?
Well, on that same side where it's, I'm looking at your site plan here and it's got, it looks like a step and then it says landing. Is that what you're talking about, the concrete?
Yeah, step? I just want to put a little piece of wood over them to actually cover that also, to make it look all nice.
What do you mean, a piece of wood covering that?
Well, I'm making a 6-inch platform deck,
mm-hmm,
across it, and then I'd like to put some 2x6s along the side and then just run a 2x6 across the step itself, just to hide the crappy concrete that's been breaking apart for 35 years.
I gotcha. But that step still elevates into the home, so there are some steps there and a landing above that.
Yes, it's two steps and a landing.
Ms. Norwood, are variances needed for that?
No, I was going to say that if it's open steps like that and uncovered, he could project 4 feet into the 20-foot.
Yeah.
So it could be. So it looks like he would make it because what we thought was the deck is already at 15.6 and. So I don't think there'd be an issue.
Yeah, but I'll make sure that that's under. I'll make sure that that's under the 6 inches.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the steps.
Yeah. So it looks to me then that probably what we're, the only things that then we're looking for here, is the variance from the existing manufactured home to the shed on lot 60. Mm-hmm. The variance from the existing landing on that southwest side there that goes to the property line, And then the separation requirements for the proposed shed. So it looks like we would only have four variances. Is that what you're seeing, Ms. Norwood?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, we're just trying to understand.
No, it's fine, yeah.
It helps us to kind of thin the.
I'd like to only do this once.
Had there, I take it your landlord's okay with what you're proposing to do?
Oh, yeah, they approved all the plans, the park.
And you may have addressed it, maybe I didn't catch it, but your original shed was 8x10, and now you're proposing a 10x10 shed. Is that right?
I want my money's worth.
Okay. Is there a reason why an 8x10 wouldn't work? Was it not fitting your?
I just want to put a shop bench to the left-hand side. But if you want to, if you would feel better confining me to an 8x10, I mean, the park rules are no bigger than a 10x10. So the park itself says no bigger than 10x10.
But to practically do what you need to do, you need it to be a 10x10.
That's what I want. The more room, you know, I mean, I have.
I'll say this before you go further. What you have to demonstrate to this board is it's the minimum variance to afford relief. So what you want and what you need are necessarily two different things. I think what Mr. Corman was asking you was, is what you're looking for the minimum variance to afford relief such for your proposed use?
I'm living in a single wide trailer, and I've got 12, 13, 14. I got 14 containers in my living room. I got one tiny shed that's packed to the doors with some of my stuff. We have two bedrooms. We can barely get in the second bedroom. I need space to store our stuff. Single wides just aren't made for storage of people that have lives. And I'd like to, once I put my tools and my normal items, you know, you have Christmas items, you have Halloween items, you have, I mean, she likes to decorate. You got lights, you need a place to stick them. I'd like to get them out of my living room.
So you had said that you have a shed that's packed to the gills.
It's a tiny one that's getting removed once this is done.
Okay, so then.
Because you can only have one.
Okay. So is that the 8x10?
No, it's a teeny tiny one that was originally given to the park. It's only 3x3, 4x4.
Okay.
In the corner. A neighbor gave it to us.
Okay. I just didn't see that on your site.
It is. If you look right here. It's a little teeny tiny square, and the initials show to be removed, TBR.
Oh, that one appeared to be on your neighbor's property, so I was thinking that was yours.
No, they draw an arrow to show it right on the corner.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
No, you're welcome.
I wasn't sure on that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, but the bottom line is your current living arrangements, you need more space.
Yeah.
And you believe 10x10 is,
yes,
it would afford you that.
It's not, our single wide trailer isn't one of these monsters that they're coming here for variances for that are 80 foot long, 16 foot wide. And, you know, ours is only 14 foot wide and 60 something foot long. It's not built for men's stuff and woman's stuff. It's built for woman's stuff, and men's stuff ends up in containers. I hope you understand that. But if you feel better with an 8x10, I'll build an 8x10. I'm not greedy.
I don't know if that makes any difference. What size house you have?
Yeah. So, you know, it's if I don't have enough to warrant a 10x10, I'll build an 8x10. It'll save me in price of lumber right now. It's up to you guys.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12744 for Tida Keady and Richard Webling?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12744 for Tida Keady and Richard Webling and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12744 for Tida Keady and Richard Webling for the request of variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions. I don't believe it can be developed in strict conformity with the code, and it is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe this is the variance. This variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So they vote of 5-0. Case number 12744 is approved.
Thank you.